Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We'll begin with Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
It's over at Paycom Center. Final in Game 7, the Thunder 103, the Pacers 91. A dream realized. The storybook season is complete. The final chapter reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions.
That was Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Thunder over the Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. For the second NBA title in franchise history, Seattle won it in 1979, but this is the first title since the team moved to Oklahoma City in 2008. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was named the NBA Finals MVP at 29 points.
Hold on, wait, could you do that one more time?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No, Gilgeous.
It's Gilgeous.
Gilgeous.
So Gilgeous. I have trouble with that name.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't figured that out. I heard you say Shy once, Gilgis, but it's not Gilgis.
I called him Sean once, too.
You called him Sean?
On the network, yeah, I called him Sean.
No. So it's Shai?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
There we go. There you go. I mean, he's only the NBA Finals
MVP.
It
wouldn't be a regular shift season here without mispronouncing something.
You know
that's
what?
True.
You know what he loves, though? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
SGA.
You know what
SGA.
He loves? He loves tequila.
He really does.
Yeah, he loves tequila. He loves a ton of it. So he's drinking some last night.
Big celebrating clump of people. Yeah.
With a big clump of people. Yes. has he got a new leaf on life?
Yes, now. He sure does. Now he's an NBA champion and the NBA Finals MVP. 29 points and 12 assists in Game 7.
No matter what, like, you go into every night wanting to win, and sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And tonight could have been one of those nights, but we found a way. I'm so proud of this group. I wouldn't have rather done it with any other group in the world. It feels good to be a champion.
Jalen Williams chipped in with 20 points. Chet Holmgren had 18. The Thunder trailed by a point at halftime, then outscored the Pacers 34-20 in the third quarter. They were the best team in the NBA throughout the season. Now they are NBA champs. Now the Pacers found a way to hang in there after a devastating injury in the first quarter.
Halliburton is faced down in the Indiana offensive end. The trainer, Josh Probeal, rushes out to take a look. And even a concerned Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is checking on Halliburton.
And that was Mark Boyle on Pacers Radio with less than 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle after the game on the injury.
All of our hearts dropped, but he will be back. I don't have any medical information about what may or may not have happened, but he'll be back in time, and I believe he'll make a full recovery.
Halliburton's father.
He should be on a plane this morning and getting ready and get prepared for surgery today, just like Jason Tatum did.
Yeah, it was the next day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The swelling go down and then they went right in there.
No, they don't even worry about that anymore. No. They want to go right in and go get it and reattach it and then hopefully get it going and get his rehab going and get him back as quickly as possible.
You know what's interesting, and I don't know, I guess all these injuries aren't created equal, but, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and Kevin Durant, they both looked like they had something wrong, but they weren't in excruciating pain. They were just sort of like, what was that? And they went and grabbed back. And Tatum and Halliburton were in massive amounts of pain.
What about Damian Lillard? Was he in pain as well?
I have to go back and look at that one. But if you watch, like, Durant does this, and he's like, he's sort of like, what's that? Let me see what's going on here, you know? And then it's like, grabs the back.
And how many of these Achilles have we had over at MetLife Stadium?
But you see, like, how he's going off here, he's just talking, whatever. Like, the Tatum and Halliburton were like screaming.
Like they were shot.
Yeah, it was. And obviously the Aaron Rodgers one we saw 20 million times, you know, and he just basically sort of like walked off.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, the Aaron Rodgers thing to me, when you saw it in slow motion, probably like the third or fourth replay of it, they slowed it down.
Yeah, and then
you could see like the vibrating of the Achilles where it just basically, you know, explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes right off the bone and rolls right down. And that's why I think now with all this stuff going on, and remember he had the speed bridge put in.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't know if it really makes a difference or not. He's back, he's playing. He was back and practicing, but I think most of these NBA players are going to go about it the way that Kevin Durant did, and that is go see Dr. O'Malley and get it done.
Yeah, when you had your hip slip down your leg there, Peter, when you were playing football on the beach with your kids, was that painful?
It was very painful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wished that pain on my worst enemy. Well, maybe I would have, but no, it was pretty painful.
Yeah. Did you have to get help by both the boys into the car and the whole thing?
Nobody could get me up. I was like face down on the ground after I fell.
Yeah.
And it literally took like the EMT team to get there. And they kept telling me, could you please like roll over so we can get you on the stretcher? I'm like, yeah. I don't think I'm rolling here. Like there's no rolling involved. And they literally had to stick like a sheet underneath me and kind of like maneuver me onto the stretcher to get me into the ambulance.
That's got to be a rock bottom spot for you, right?
It was pretty bad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I can't. I don't think there's anything I've ever gone through that was worse than that.
So you were on the beach.
We were not actually on. We were on, not on the beach. We were in like a concrete playground. The kids were playing in the playground at that point.
Oh, okay.
That's where we were playing football.
So you were on concrete.
Concrete.
Was it true that the EMTs at first tried to drag you back into the water because they thought that's where you came out of?
No. Big whale. Yeah. It was pretty bad, 18 days in the hospital.
Oh, Jesus, man. Well, you came out of it pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Moving around now, walking around
I'm
at Fanatics
around.
Fest.
I'm not, you know.
Did you get a new hip?
Got a brand new hip. No. At first, it was just repaired. And then over time, you know, the situation got to the point where it had to get replaced.
Oh, so you got it repaired at that point.
It was repaired.
Point.
It was actually the bone that holds the hip in place, like a similar. The only thing I ever have in common with Bo Jackson was a similar injury to Bo Jackson. The acetabular bone?
The acetabular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So they fixed that, but then it just got to the point where it had to be.
So they got you on a sheet.
They have a sheet to turn me over so they can lift me up and get me onto the stretcher.
Yeah. And during his recovery, by the way, something I'll never forget, Peter changed his Twitter avatar to Dennis Byrd's jersey for inspiration during
inspiration,
that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which good for you. I mean, whatever floats your boat, man.
That was a wild comparison between the two, you know.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, indeed.
Hmm. It's not often there's a blockbuster trade on the same day that a league champion is crowned. But that's what we had yesterday. The Suns reportedly trading Kevin Durant to the Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick in this year's draft, and 5 second-round picks. KD confirmed the trade during an appearance at Fanatics Fest with an old friend of Gio's.
Can I introduce you for the first time ever, maybe, as Houston Rocket Kevin Durant?
That's it. That would be very fitting right now, yeah.
What does that feel like? It happened moments ago here at Fanatics Fest. What is going on?
Fanatics Fest is crazy. If you haven't been here and been tapped in, anything can happen at Fanatics Fest, like me getting traded. But being a part of the Houston Rockets, I'm looking forward to it. Crazy, crazy last couple weeks, but I'm glad it's over with.
And that was, of course, Kay Adams talking with him at the Fanatics Fest yesterday.
Yep.
Now to baseball and a rough night for the Mets.
0-1 on Castellanos. The pitch. That's ripped in the air to left center field. Nimmo can't get to it. This one splits him and heads to the wall. Schwarber around second, heading for third. He's getting waved toward the plate. Lindor turns, fires the cutoff throw. Home, the slide, the tag. Not in time.
That was Keith Rand on Odyssey Mets Radio. Phillies crushed the Mets 7-1. In the rubber game of the weekend series, Phillies move into sole possession of first place in the National League East. David Peterson touched for 5 runs in that fourth inning.
Yeah, man, I don't know if, you know, they made adjustments or whatnot, but I didn't execute enough pitches, and the ones that I didn't execute the way I wanted to, they took advantage of.
And Francisco,
this nine game swing here that started with Tampa getting swept, then going to Atlanta getting swept, and then winning 1 out of 3 here in Philadelphia. Now you come home against Atlanta. Remember we were talking about this stretch of the schedule?
Yeah, I remember.
Now they have got to return the favor against Atlanta at home. They have to.
And that starts tonight on Odyssey Mets Radio at 6:30.
Yeah, but just ugly. And with Peterson on the mound, too, I'm thinking, all right, you know, take 2 out of 3 from Philadelphia, get yourself back straight. Nope. Worst outing of the year. And, of course, they did nothing offensively.
There was better news in the Bronx.
Here's the 3-0, the pitch. Swung on and driven deep to the gap in right center field. That ball has one hop off the fence. It hits right above the 385 sign. Coming around is Rice. They're waving Paulie home. Here's the throw to the plate. And Divey's in there.
That was Dave Sims.
How do you think he's doing, Peter, Dave Sims, with the play-by-play?
I like him.
You like him?
I like him. A little different listen than John Sterling.
Yeah. You know Dave from back in the day?
I do, yeah.
So all right, very good.
Worked with him at the other station in town a little bit, too.
Okay.
And he was doing a college basketball show there. Saw him at Sirius.
So you like it? You like
what
he's
doing? Okay. Yeah, I think they did very well. That was a good landing spot.
All right, nice.
That was Dave Sims here on The Fan. Yankees score 3 in the 8th, beat the Orioles 4-2, and they take 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Yankees manager Aaron Boone after... No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Just
okay.
Joking.
Oh, look at
joking.
That. Look at the you. Hijinks of Schwartz. Nobody's safe from the Schwartz hijinks. All right.
Jazz Chisholm, the big hit. He talked about it after the game on something called Roku TV.
Yeah, it's 3-0. You know, you only were looking for one pitch in one spot. So, for me, I was just looking for that fastball out over. He didn't throw me one all at bat. But that's the pitch I was looking for. I saw it, and I did what I was supposed to do with it.
And
Chiz?
And then Devin Williams closed the deal in the 9th with his 10th save. Now the Bombers move on to Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. Coverage here on The Fan.
What a weird play at home plate with Chisholm, too, where his shoe goes flying off. That was bizarre. Never seen anything like
that. You ever run out of your shoe before?
No. I don't run anymore, Peter, but I never did, even my athlete days. But yeah, this is just the awkwardness of where the catcher is, and boom, and his shoe falls off, and he's sliding around. Just a weird one.
We'll hear the soundbite later in the morning.
Oh,
but he talked about
good.
his feet being all sweaty because it was so hot, and maybe that's why they both came off.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.